Dictation for Alice, A-L-I-C-E, Paisley, P as in Paul, A-I-S-L-E-Y, December 30, 31, address as a letter, Dr. Horsley, H-O-R-S-L-E-Y, 588-6194. Dear Dr. Horsley, a follow-up for Alice, chronic kidney disease, hypertension, and small kidneys, last visit October. Recent problems of diarrhea, nausea, vomiting lasted about 2-3 days, already improving, no bleeding, did not require to go to the emergency room or hospital. There was no associated upper respiratory symptoms, no sore throat, no difficulty breathing, cough, sputum production, chest pain or palpitations. She was pushing on liquids. There is frequency nocturia, but no cloudiness of blood, presently no edema, no chest pain palpitation, no orthopnea PND, no syncope or falls. She is relative hard of hearing. She has a chronic problems of an ulcer on the left leg, prior incision and drainage. Dr. Person, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, has been exposed to antibiotics. She cannot tell me which one. She did have some hives, blisters, itching, but that's already improving. She also is supposed to follow with a dermatologist here in town in Mount Pleasant. Other review system is negative. Next paragraph, medication list review. I want to highlight the Coumadine, blood pressure metoprolol Lasix, apparently antibiotics, doxycycline. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 130-168, weight 195. Her speech is normal. She's able to complete full sentences. There is no evidence of severe respiratory distress. Appears to be good historian. Next paragraph, most recent chemistries in February, creatinine 1.5, which is baseline. Present GFR 33, stage 3B, sodium potassium normal, bicarbonate elevated 32, a normal albumin calcium phosphorus, anemia 12.1, a normal white blood cell platelets. Next paragraph, assessment and plan, CKD, stage 3B. Next number, anemia without external bleeding. Next number, hypertension, appears well controlled. Next number, bilateral small kidneys, there has been no obstruction. Next number, prior exposure, meloxicam discontinue. Next number, skin abnormalities followed with dermatology. Next number, aortic stenosis, although clinically does not appear to be evolving. Next number, Takei-Brady syndrome. Patient anticoagulated with Coumadin. Next paragraph. Discussed with Alice, kidney function remains stable over the last couple of years. I do not see an indication for dialysis. Chemistry is on a regular basis. Plan to see her back in 6 months. End of dictation.